As we look into the Word, desire and interest in your prayers, I'd like to turn to Psalms in the third Psalm. And very familiar passage maybe to you, but I've derived a lot of encouragement. I didn't know that we would for sure be here, and I was driving the other day at home before the trip, and the Lord just inspired me with this message to leave with you all if there was time and opportunity. We live in a world that so many people, their head is hanging down. You ever just looked at people and you can just see a look of dejection? And there's a lot of heartache in our world. There's a lot of sadness. I saw someone on the plane today and I could just see that their life was full of conflict. And my heart went out to them. The first thought, there was a little, it's like, why are they living like that? And then the Lord kind of checked me. He did, not kind of nothing. He checked me. And I thought, you know what? Jesus died for them. And in their confusion of life, there is a place the Lord wants to minister His love to their heart and change the way that their life is. Well, you know, although we love the Lord, and I trust all of us love the Lord this afternoon, but we are not exempt from the burdens of life. And all of us have places in life that we suffer the consequences of sin that's around us. We have burdens and there's cares of life that come upon us. And we too, as children of God, can sometimes find that our head is bowed down. But I am so thankful this morning or this afternoon, the title of the message is The Lifter Up. There is one that would like to lift up our heads this afternoon. You may not need the message today, but if you will just live life a little bit longer, you're going to find a place, even in loving God, that you're going to find your head is bowed down. And I'm so thankful today that there is a God that wants to lift up our head. Over in Psalm 3, we'll just begin reading with the first verse. Now, the background of this psalm is that David was fleeing from his son Absalom. And take note that David was not just running from some enemies. He was running from a family member. Someone that should have supported him. Someone that should have been there to hold him up and be there for him in his time of trial. His son was trying to get the throne of Israel. And so the scripture teaches us in another passage that the heart of Israel went after Absalom. So David found himself, he was the anointed, he had been king, he had had his victories, but now those of his own household had turned against him. And you know, there is nothing that will cause your head to droop like having someone of your own household be against you. Well, that's the foundation of this psalm. So David was running for his life. He had left his home and he was fleeing. And he said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Trouble and grief and heartache should not drive us away from God. In the heartache of life, the Lord wants those things to drive us closer to the Lord. Because He is the answer and He is the solution today. But David was running. And he was running for his life. And when he looked around him, it seemed like everything was dark. Everyone's against me. That's how he felt. Everyone's. Does that sound familiar? You ever heard someone talk to you and it's just like, everyone's against me? And it felt like, he felt like circumstances were all lined up contrary to his advantage. Everything was against him. He was running. It was dark out. And he felt like there was no support. He probably felt like no one was there to love him. It's like, where are my friends? And this time I'm by myself. And I'm here running for my life. But I'm thankful the psalm didn't stop there. He went on in verse 2, he said, others say there is no help for him in God. Have you ever been in a situation where the enemy came in and whispered to you, there is no help from God? Do you know what the devil is this afternoon? He's a liar. The devil is a liar, and no matter how dark things look around us, no matter how impossible the situation, whether it be physical or temporal or emotional or spiritual, the enemy is trying to erode the faith of God's people. And he's coming in and saying, you know, this is just too much. There is no help from God. One of the areas the enemy likes to say that is when we've made a mess. And I won't ask for a show of hands, but have you ever been in a place, maybe in your honorable desire to do what was right, you spilt the milk spiritually. You made a mess. And then the enemy comes in and says, you know what, it's your fault. You made a mess. Don't look to God to help you out. But do you realize that the Lord is there to love us when we make messes? Yes. The Lord is there when we make a mess to be there to help. When we fall, He's there to pick us up. He's there to minister to us, yes, even when it was my fault. And the devil is there to try to discourage us to think that, you know what, there's no grace for you now because you made a decision and you made a mess, and he's whispering, there's no help from God. This afternoon, whatever you are facing, the Spirit of the Lord is saying there is help from God. It is the enemy when it makes it think, even with the burdens that we carry, I've had burdens before that weighted me down so much, and it seemed like it's impossible. But we serve a God of impossibilities. We serve a God this afternoon that is not limited by what man can do. We serve a God that is not limited by what the doctor says. We serve a God that is not limited by our own abilities or inabilities. We serve a God that is able to do what we cannot do. We serve a God this afternoon that is able to minister where we cannot minister. We serve a God today that is able to work in the lives of your loved ones where you cannot work. We serve a God today that is able to give and provide for us in the physical needs where it looks like it's impossible. I will just share, I remember one time, and we try to be very careful with our finances, and I don't believe in overdrawing your bank account. Please understand, I believe in being responsible. But there was a time in our early ministry that something slipped through unawares. And I went through and was balanced. This years ago when you didn't have it on the phone. We didn't have cell phones then. But you did it by hand. And I went through and I was balanced, like, wait, where did this come from? And we would have been overdrawn. But there was someone, and I don't think they'd ever done it before, but they had our account number somehow, and they had deposited a little bit of money that covered what would have been overdrawn. You know, that was the Lord that did that. That was the Lord looking down and said, yes, you weren't as careful about something as you should have been, but I was going to take care of you, and I want you to know that I'm watching. That's the kind of God we serve. The Lord is interested this afternoon in the things that touch your life. The Lord is interested this afternoon in the things that might cause your head to droop down. So, is your head up this morning, this afternoon? Maybe you're in a place that it's kind of hanging down low. If it's hanging down low this afternoon, the Lord loves you.
Yes.
And He cares for you, and you are in the place that David was in. Seems like there's no people are saying there's no help now. But he went on to say, but Thou, O Lord, when other people say there's no help, when the circumstances look too arrayed against me, when the mountains are too high and the giants are too tall, but Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You know what a shield is? It's a place of protection. We sing the song in our book, Fiery Darts. When those fiery darts start coming, he said, Thou, O Lord, art a shield to me. It doesn't mean the enemy's not attacking. It doesn't mean that things are just all peaceful around us, but it means the Lord is a protection for us. The song that was sung about the peace, wasn't that wonderful? He's a refuge for us. In time of trouble, when we're getting, maybe start feeling some discouragement, but Thou, O Lord, I'm so thankful there is a but there. But. This is what it looks like And this is what other people are saying. However, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. We serve a God who is the lifter up. He's a lifter up of her head. I can just, in my own experience, and you can do it in yours, look through the years, and I can see times that my head was bowed down. Look at times of grief, and look at times of burden. Look at times where it seemed like things were impossible, and my head was bowed down, but I found a faithful Savior. I found a faithful friend that was able to come in and lift up my head, not always because circumstances have changed, but because He came in and wrought a change in me. When I was able, as David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. He said, my help cometh from whom? From the Lord, which made what? Heaven and the earth. That's the Creator this afternoon. We're not here by happenstance, which means when the trials and the burdens and the troubles come, there is a God that is there to lift up our head when we get our eyes on Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for that today. The Lord is the one that wants to revive our spirit. He's the giver of songs in the night. Have you ever been in one of those long nights that just seemed to never end? And maybe the tears have come and it was so dark and black, yet in the middle of the night, the Lord sent a ray of light. He sent His love. He sent a song to encourage you, to strengthen you, and it renewed your purpose. It challenged your faith that when you got up in the morning, it was like, by the grace of God, I can face another day. Thank the Lord, He's the lifter up of our heads today. And in due time, the Lord will come through for His people. The Lord is never too late this afternoon. Sometimes we may be as Mary and Martha and say, Lord, if You would have come. And we tend to put some deadlines on God sometimes, don't we? It's like, Lord, I've got one day. I've got a deadline. And the Lord has a way sometimes of just letting those deadlines pass so we can see how He really works. The Lord will not be too late in the things that touch our life today. We can trust Him. He has our best interests at heart. It is the enemy that tries to make us feel like that we're doing this on our own. But it is the Lord that is there to love us, and He cares for us. He's interested in us. And thank God He is the lifter up of our head. And so when David remembered that, it was like his mind was going all these problems, and it was like all of a sudden he had this epiphany. He remembered that, wait, I'm a child of God. He's the lifter up of my head. And here I'm running for my life. And I'm all discouraged. But, oh Lord, I'm going to look above the problems. And I'm going to look above my enemies. And this is what David did then. He said, I cry to the Lord with my voice. When I remember that there was a lifter up of the head, I cried unto Him. And this is what He did. He heard me out of His holy hill. Isn't that wonderful to know the Lord will hear us today? When we cry to the Lord when we are in trouble, from whatever place it comes, when we cry to the Lord, He will hear us out of His holy hill. Well, I want to challenge us, Lord, help us this afternoon in our time of trouble to cry out to the Lord. Because sometimes we think, well, if this person would just do that, and if this would work out on the job, and if this family member, and if the pastor, and if this one, and if that one. But do you know, it is the Lord that will hear us out of His holy hill, and it is the Lord that can work in our life in ways that man cannot work. Amen. So if there look like there are some impossibilities in your life this afternoon, let's remember the Lord. Amen. Let's remember the Creator. Let's remember that He will hear us. And He will answer us. Well, the scripture goes on to say then, this man David, who had been running for his life in fear, after he cried out to the Lord, he said, I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Jesus, did not he promise us that in the world you would have tribulation? But he said, be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. David, running for his life, fearful and afraid, after he remembered the Lord, he found a place of peace and was able to just lay down and go to sleep.
Yes.
And he said, I awake. In other words, no one killed me in my sleep. They didn't catch up with me because the Lord sustained me. The Lord is still in the business of sustaining his people. And there is still a rest to the people of God. I know that we are all fighting a spiritual battle this afternoon. And I know that sometimes we get really tired of the fight. And I know that sometimes the enemy comes in like a flood and would like to overwhelm us with discouragement. But we still have a God that is going to walk with us, that can give us peace right in the middle of the trial. There is a peace that the world cannot give. When the world is raging around us, the religious confusion, the darkness and the evil and the sin that is around us, we can still be still and know that he is God. Although the heathen are raging, the scripture said, be still and know that I am God. And we can find that place of refuge and security and peace in Jesus Christ. And so David, he lay down and slept. And he said, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. His perspective had changed.
Yes.
His perspective, they were still after him. But when he began to remember God, it totally changed the way he read the situation. Because now he was looking on God and saying, you know what, God is so much bigger than this. This is the lifter up of mine head. And there is no disgrace as children of God. And can I just talk to you like you're home, folks? Sometimes we can feel like we have to be so spiritual that we can't acknowledge needs in life.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of this fear. I have to come to prayer meeting and have your testimonies, and those things are good. Don't misunderstand me. But sometimes we can go and it's like, well, everybody's doing so well. And all this, all the time, physically, my head is lifted up, but inside, my head is bowed down because the pressures of life are starting to wear us. It does not despiritualize us. It does not despiritualize us this afternoon to just come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm burdened down. And I'm tired and I'm weary and my faith is kind of at a low ebb. And there's a place the Lord will say, let me be the lifter up of your head. Let me come in and encourage you and strengthen you and know that I'm going to walk with you. Though it be the valley of death, doesn't he say? Though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. To those that are with young, you know, mothers with children, they can get really worn out sometimes. But you know what the scripture says? The scripture says that the Lord will carry those that are with young. When they're overwhelmed, the Lord wants to come in your home and he wants to carry them. Those that are of old age, there's promises to those that are of old age. The Lord will carry them too in their infirmity. When we cannot walk, the Lord will carry us. When we cannot see, he will guide us. That's the Lord that we serve today. He is truly the lifter up of our head. He went on to say that I'm not going to be afraid now. And he said, arise, O Lord, and save me, my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. What David was doing is his mind started going over the past. I'm in a time of trouble today, but when I look at the past, I remember the victories that you gave me. Do you remember when the Lord answered your prayers? In your personal life, do you remember some of those personal victories that God gave? Do you remember when the Lord worked some miracles for you? Yeah. David began to reflect on what the Lord had done, and he wasn't afraid anymore. Lord, just arise and save me, because you've smitten all mine enemies in the past. And Lord, you're going to be faithful to do it again. And he said in verse 8, he said, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Salvation belongs unto the Lord. That denotes ownership. Salvation and deliverance is the Lord's to give. Do you remember when the children of Israel left Egypt? They left Egypt and they were on the run and Pharaoh's army was behind them and they came up to the Red Sea. You remember what their thoughts and their feelings were? It's like, we've come up here to this Red Sea, to this obstacle. We should have just stayed in Egypt. We should have just stayed there. We're going to be overcome. And they were fearful and they were afraid. But the Lord had a message for them and it was just stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And that night, you can read it. We won't take the time to read it this afternoon. But in the 14th chapter of Exodus, in the night, it said the Lord sent an east wind. And the east wind blew in the night. Can you imagine being in your tent? Being in your place of shelter and you're afraid. The army's behind you. The Red Sea's in front of you. And all of a sudden, a hard, strong wind starts blowing. And it almost adds insult to injury. The storm is upon us and the wind is blowing. And it just made the mental anguish greater. But do you know that was in the middle of the night? But what seemingly brought fear to them in the darkest of night turned to be their salvation. Because it was that east wind that blew and dried out the land that they were able to walk across that Red Sea. Saints, this afternoon, let us remember. Lord, help us to remember in the darkest of nights. When the wind is blowing, the storms come, that may be the very means of our salvation. That may be the very means the Lord uses to open up a way where there had been none.
Yes.
Remember the story of Peter when he, in the middle of the storm, when he saw Jesus, he said, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come on. And Peter got out of the boat and he walked on the water. That was a miracle, wasn't it? Lord, help us to be willing to get out of the boat when the Lord tells us to. And yet, Peter began to look around at circumstances, and his faith began to waver. And when that happened, he began to sink. And I know sometimes Peter may get a bad rap and say, well, he just began to sink because he had a weakness of faith. You know, Peter was the only one that got out of the boat. He was the only one that walked on the water besides Jesus. I admire that. And yet, even with the faith to get out of that boat, he came to a place that he started to sink because he got his eyes off Jesus. But when he began to sink, he said he cried out. And the scripture says, immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and he lifted him up. I am so thankful He is the lifter up. When I begin to sink and I begin to be overwhelmed, there is one that will lift us up with the right hand of His righteousness. I remember so vividly this afternoon bowing down before my bed, probably about 28 years ago, 27 years ago, and I was needing something from God and I was struggling and I felt like I was drowning. I felt like Peter. I felt like, Lord, I'm about to go under. And I just remember the Lord it was almost physical. I know it was spiritual, but I could almost just feel the Lord reach out His hand and take mine and lifted me up. He gave me courage. He was the lifter up of my head when I felt like I was about to go under. Saints, this afternoon, we have a lifter up. He wants to lift us up. He wants to walk with us. He wants to be there to encourage us. The book over in Psalms 145, verse 4, it says, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. When you get in a place that you're feeling bowed down, let's remember that the Lord is one that will raise us up. He'll lift us up. And this is the reason why Jesus gave us that wonderful invitation when He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. When your head is bowed down and you're weary with fighting this spiritual battle, when the pressures of life are weighing you down, when the burdens that you're carrying for family members is just zapping your joy, when the financial problems and the physical problems seem so great, and it seems like everything is against you, there is a God this afternoon that loves and cares, and He is the lifter up of our head. And so He said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what?
Rest.
I'll give you rest. That word rest in the Greek is the same word for quietness. Where there's all the turmoil inside, there is a God that will give us rest in quietness, even in the middle of the storm. I'm so thankful that we serve the lifter up of our head. May the Lord bless you all here in Miami. It's good to see you all today. I trust God will encourage you as you serve the Lord, as you walk with God, and as you fight the good fight of faith, that you will know that there is a Savior there that is the lifter up of your head. May the Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.